I gave the runt a withering glare. Drover, I'm giving you the opportunity to win back Sally Mae's love and devotion.
Yeah, but that's your deal.
What?
I said, this old leg's really starting to throb. Oh, the pain! Oh, my leg!
He limped around in a circle and collapsed in the snow.
There it went. Drat the luck.
I glared down at him. Drover, is your leg actually hurting, or is this another attempt to weasel out of an assignment?
No, it's real this time. Honest. I guess you'd better go on without me. I just hope I can live with the guilt.
Well, all right, if you're being sincere about this.
Oh, yeah, very sincere. I don't know when I've had so much pain and guilt.
All right, soldier. I guess we'll have to leave you here and go on with the mission. Good luck. We'll see you on the other side. Pretty sad, huh? You bet. I felt sorry for the little guy. I mean, what lousy luck that his leg had quit him just before an important mission. I could see the deep hurt and regret in his eyes as he realized that he'd missed his opportunity to perform heroic acts. But, well, some of us plunge on to new heights of bravery, and some of us fall by the hayseed. I had no choice but to leave Drover where he fell, twisting in pain and guilt. One of us had to mush on with the mission, let us say, to free Sally Mae from the frozen snowbank. I turned my nose into the yipes, cold north wind, and set a course that would take me directly to the snowbound car. I could hear the whine of the tires as she switched from forward to reverse in an attempt to rock the car out of the snow. It wasn't working, of course. I could have told her that. As she would just sit still and be patient, help was on the way. Geothermal energy. It's pretty impressive that a dog would know so much about heavy-duty scientific stuff, isn't it? You bet. A lot of your ordinary mutts would have just stood around saying, duh, while the lady of the house was trapped inside a snowbound car. Not me, fellers. On this outfit, anytime we can apply science and mathematics to the daily problems of life, we do it. It didn't take me long to reach the stranded vehicle. I marched up to the right rear tire and she was still spinning her tires in the... You know, if she would just shut off the motor and sit still for a few... On the other hand, if I skipped the rear tires and concentrated my efforts on the front tires, I would reduce the risk of getting plastered by flying snow, right? No problem there. I simply made a little detour, trotted around to the left side of the car, and marched up to the left front wheel. Pretty shrewd, huh? I eased up to the tire and gave it a routine sniffing, checking it for scent. This really wasn't necessary, but it's something we always do as a precautionary measure.